This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I'm talking today with Chad Wolf, a Northwest Kansas reporter located in Grinnell, Kansas. Chad, how is the fall harvest going in your area?
Well, we're finally starting to get down to the short rows. We kind of took a little longer than most were anticipating. We ran into moisture in terms of the crop, maybe not drying down as fast as some were hoping, especially with a short drought stress crop. But things finally dried down, and for the most part, harvest kind of got wrapped up before that nice rain that we've seen here last week and into this past weekend. So kind of good news there. There's a few fields out there here and there, but for the most part, harvest kind of wrapped up, and I think everybody's kind of happy about that. It's certainly not very good harvest, a little disappointing, but as usual, everybody's very optimistic and looking forward to next year. And with this rain that we got under our belt, prospects, especially with this newly planted wheat crop, looking higher than they were a couple weeks ago. Let's put it that way.
How has the rain been from planting time up to now for sorghum and some of the other crops in your area?
Not good, very spotty. We did have some moisture early in the growing season around planting time. It kind of gave us some hope, at least spots, but then pretty much clear throughout the rest of the summer. Very hot, very dry. When we did see some moisture, it seemed to come with a lot of hail where those folks did see the moisture, and I speak specifically to some pretty big production areas, including along Highway 24 from Colby over to Hockey. Anybody's been along that road sees a lot of irrigated corn and that kind of thing, and a lot of bushels lost due to hailstorms when we actually did see some moisture. And then, of course, as we got in later on this fall, that moisture was completely obsolete. You mentioned that rain we seen just here last week. Some, that was the first significant moisture going clear back, maybe June and July.
Did you see any pests or diseases this year on any of the crops?
No, pests and diseases really, really weren't a concern, and I think even if they were there, given prospects for poor yields and then also a poor price, it wasn't really something a lot of guys were really going to do something about, even if they were there. But I think overall, it was the bigger issue was the hot and the dry.
Were there any irrigated soybeans in your area?
There's a handful, and I know we've talked about this here before on KFRM, but not very many. Obviously, we're a little too far west for that. There's a handful of irrigated soybeans, but for the most part, it's pretty much corn.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Chad Wolf, a Northwest area Kansas reporter located in Grinnell, Kansas. This is Steve Knopfinger reporting for KFRM.